1,000 police are on alert after what some people call the Battle of Britain. I'm Bob Madigan from The Source, and it's dark in Liverpool, but British bobbies are standing by in case the skies light up again. More than 1,000 policemen are on standby, hoping the calm will remain. For two nights, young jobless Britons hurl gasoline, bombs, rocks, and bottles at police, looted and torched dozens of stores, including small shops and large supermarkets. Hundreds of policemen were hurt, 69 people arrested in the rioting that brought on the first use of tear gas in England. The Pope's financial guard is up. Seems hard times have befallen the Vatican. Pope John Paul II has named a 15-member commission of cardinals to sort out the financial crisis. Money problems continue to plague the U.S. Social Security system. A cabinet-level report shows the system will go broke next year unless some new ways of funding and distributing the money are found. The report says at the moment the Social Security program is giving out $10 in benefits for every $9.50 it takes in. Like all of us, Nancy Reagan is getting older, but she may not be getting older as fast as some of us. Today is her birthday, but which one? White House correspondent Bill Lynch tells The Source the First Lady and the White House press office swear Mrs. Reagan is 58, but
according to the official records in New York City and her records at Smith College and the recollection of at least one of her relatives, Mrs. Reagan is actually 60 years old today. Apparently, somewhere along the line, she lost a couple of years. We don't know exactly when that was.
Correspondent Lynch feels the vanity may have surfaced in Hollywood before she met Ronald Reagan.
That's hard to say. One gathers that at some point in her career, perhaps when she was an aspiring actress, Mrs. Reagan, then Nancy Davis, felt that it was to her advantage to shave a couple of years off, and it just stuck.
Well, the discrepancy is being seen by some reporters as a credibility problem with the press, but others see it as a so-called, well, just something to pass a hot summer day in July. Happy birthday, Mrs. Reagan, anyway. And that's news. I'm Bob Madigan from The Source.